was going to box the timber. He was going to go to law and show them that they had to race that timber to get the turpentine for the government to house the rosin and everything. You know what they've done there?
Yeah.
Rosin this paper and wrap this stuff in it, could throw it over Broden Folk for a month and then pick it up and see what ammunition was good in that mountain, you see, or whatever they had wrapped in it. Well, that was mine, what I was told. Well, anyhow, then they, he was going to sue them and make them let him box his timber. And thousands and thousands of acres of it. And so they finally notified him from England to go ahead and box all he wanted for $1 a tree. He's only paying 2 bits or 15 cents, I believe. So he dropped it right there. He found out that that's what headquarters does in England. He better us. He just as well us.
Yeah.
So he told me, they said, Eddie got a letter from him somewhere in England and told him to go ahead and box all he wanted for $1 a box.
Huh.
You catch on to things, you know, that you ain't supposed to know, I reckon. But maybe people ain't supposed to know here that things run by big shots in England, see?
Yeah.
But that's where the control of Memphis comes from, so they tell me. I don't know, it might have changed since then. That's been, well, when the war was going on, Second World War.
Mm-hmm.
They say that's been 28, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Just guessing at it, I don't know. Might have been, seemed like to me it's been 40 years ago since the Second World War was.
No, Mr. You said you kept chickens around here too.
Yeah.
You couldn't feed those cranes that chicken feed, could you?
Oh, I didn't try to.
You never did?
No. That was a mash you had for chickens. If you put it on the ground, it was just low.
Yeah.
You know, you had a mash you fed chicken. Well, we fed them grain too and fed the chickens corn.
You called it mash?
Mash.
What was it made of?
Well, all kind of ingredients of fish meal. And at that time, they didn't have much fish meal and they didn't make it. But they used meat scraps and everything from the slaughterhouses, the waste from them to put in your chicken feed at that time.
I see. Was it commercial bought then?
Oh, yes. Plenty of people putting it out. And, many people put it out. Different companies.
Yeah. Then you say this meal was in other words, it wasn't homemade. It was, you had to buy it.
Well, you could buy it in pellet form or you could buy it in loose, you know, that wasn't in pellet form. For back in them days, there wasn't no such thing as pellets.
Yeah.
But then they come on up and got them later on. But what we would do here to save money, I would buy about 5 or 6 different kind of feeds and mix it myself.
Yeah.
And that would come about $1 a sack cheaper to me than if I bought it and let them mix it. They mixed it and sent it to me.
Uh-huh.
So they'd come out and try to persuade me not to, but my mix would always fatten my hens too fat, see. I have 23% or 24% protein.
Uh-huh.
And theirs would only be 18% that they mix for me, see.
Yeah.
But I could have cut mine down by using a different formula, but I'd call for part of a sack of feed, and I always bought 10 or 12 sacks and mixed them all together, see.
Yeah.
Cottonseed meal and wheat bran and wheat shorts and meat, call it meat scraps. Or,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it was a powdered stuff. And cornmeal and all of that. And then I'd just pour it out on a big floor and put a nigger down to or somebody and maybe I'd do it.
Yeah.
And mix it all up, clearly mix it up, you know. And then, store it in the bins, that'd last a week or 2 weeks, according to having the chickens you had.
Yes, sir. Well, so you call this meal, right? Or what was it?
It was called mash.
Mash, right. Yeah. And what would you feed your hogs with?
Well, you mostly fed them on corn.
Yeah.
And let them graze on pastures of oats and clover and stuff.